Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Last week, we wrapped up our foundation on risk management, covering insurance strategies and legal structures. This week, we're diving deeper into insurance and legal protection, starting with one of the most critical coverages every landlord needs, liability insurance. Today, we're talking about landlord liability insurance, what it covers, why standard coverage limits may be insufficient for many real estate investors, real-world scenarios that demonstrate why you need it, and how to structure proper liability protection across your portfolio. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to evaluate appropriate liability coverage for your situation and how to protect yourself from lawsuits that could threaten everything you've built. Let's start with the basics. What is liability insurance? What is liability insurance? Liability insurance protects you when someone is injured on your property or claims you caused them harm. If a tenant slips on ice in your driveway and breaks their leg, they might sue you for medical expenses, lost wages, pain and suffering, and more. If a visitor trips on a broken step and suffers a serious injury, they can sue you for negligence. If your property has a hazardous condition, like mold or lead paint, that causes health problems, tenants can sue you for damages. Liability insurance covers three things. First, it pays for your legal defense. Attorney fees, court costs, expert witnesses, these add up quickly, often reaching $50,000 to $100,000 or more, even if you win the case. Second, it pays settlements. If you settle the case out of court, your insurance pays the settlement amount up to your policy limits. Third, it pays judgments. If you lose in court, your insurance pays the judgment up to your policy limits. Without liability insurance, you're paying all of these costs out of pocket. One serious lawsuit can have devastating financial consequences. Standard liability coverage may be insufficient. Here's an important consideration. Standard liability coverage included in most landlord insurance policies may be insufficient for many real estate investors. Most policies include $100,000 to $300,000 in liability coverage per occurrence. That might sound substantial, but consider this. Medical expenses for serious injuries can easily exceed $100,000. A traumatic brain injury, spinal injury, or severe burn can result in medical bills of $500,000 to several million dollars. Add in lost wages, pain and suffering, and potentially punitive damages, and judgments can reach into the millions. If you have $300,000 in coverage and face a $1 million judgment, you could be personally responsible for the $700,000 difference. For this reason, many investors choose liability limits of $1 million or more per occurrence, depending on their circumstances. The good news is that increasing coverage from $300,000 to $1 million typically costs only $50 to $100 more per year per property, though costs vary by insurer, location, property type, claims history, and other factors. That's often a modest cost for substantially increased protection. Real-world liability scenarios. Let me share some illustrative examples that demonstrate why substantial liability coverage matters. These are not typical outcomes, but they represent scenarios that can occur. Scenario 1. Slip and fall. A tenant's guest slips on ice in your property's driveway, falls, and hits their head on the concrete. They suffer a traumatic brain injury requiring emergency surgery, weeks in the hospital, months of rehabilitation, and ongoing medical care. Total medical expenses, $800,000. They can't return to their job as a software engineer. Lost lifetime earnings, $1.5 million. They sue you for negligence, claiming you failed to properly maintain the driveway and remove ice. Total damages sought, $2.5 million. If you only have $300,000 in liability coverage, you could face significant personal exposure. Scenario 2. Property hazard. A family rents your property. After 6 months, their young child develops severe respiratory problems. Testing reveals toxic mold throughout the property, caused by a hidden water leak you didn't know about. The child requires ongoing medical treatment. Medical expenses, $200,000. The family sues you for negligence and failing to maintain a habitable property. They also claim emotional distress and diminished quality of life for their child. Total damages sought, $1 million. Again, if you only have $300,000 in coverage, you could be exposed to substantial personal liability. Scenario 3. Inadequate security. You own a multifamily property. A tenant is assaulted in the parking lot by an intruder. The tenant sues you, claiming you failed to provide adequate security. No lighting, no security cameras, no gates or locks on common areas. They suffer physical injuries requiring surgery and ongoing therapy, plus severe emotional trauma requiring psychiatric treatment. Total damages sought, $1.5 million. Standard coverage limits may not provide adequate protection in such scenarios. Scenario 4. Swimming pool accident. Your property has a swimming pool. A tenant's child drowns in the pool. The family sues you for wrongful death, claiming inadequate fencing, no pool alarm, and failure to post proper warning signs. Wrongful death cases can result in substantial judgments. If you only have $300,000 in coverage, you could face serious financial consequences. These are illustrative examples of scenarios that have occurred. While multi-million dollar verdicts are not common, they do happen, which is why many investors choose higher liability limits. How much liability coverage do you need? So how much liability coverage should you have? Many investors choose liability limits of $1 million or more per occurrence, depending on their circumstances. This is a common baseline for investors with rental properties. For properties with higher liability exposure, swimming pools, multiple units, high traffic common areas, older buildings, some investors choose $2 million or more per property. But even $1 or $2 million per property might not be enough if you face a catastrophic claim. This is where umbrella insurance comes in. Umbrella insurance. Umbrella insurance provides additional liability coverage above your underlying property insurance policies. For example, if you have $1 million in liability coverage on a property and face a $2 million judgment, your umbrella policy may cover the additional $1 million. Umbrella policies typically provide $1 to $5 million in additional coverage across all your properties and personal assets. The cost is often quite affordable, typically $300 to $1,000 per year for $1 to $5 million in coverage, though costs vary. Many real estate investors choose an umbrella policy as part of a broader risk management strategy. It can be one of the most cost-effective forms of protection available. We'll dive deeper into umbrella insurance in tomorrow's episode. What liability insurance covers? Let's clarify what liability insurance typically covers and what it doesn't. Liability insurance generally covers bodily injury to tenants, guests, or other third parties on your property. Medical expenses resulting from injuries on your property. Legal defense costs if you're sued. Settlements and judgments up to your policy limits. Some policies also cover personal injury claims like libel, slander, or invasion of privacy, though coverage varies by policy. What liability insurance doesn't cover? Liability insurance typically does not cover intentional acts. If you intentionally harm someone, insurance won't cover it. Damage to your own property. That's covered by property insurance, not liability insurance. Injuries to your employees. That's covered by workers' compensation insurance. Professional liability. If you provide property management services to others, you may need separate errors and omissions coverage. Contractual liability beyond what's standard. Some contracts may require additional coverage. It's important to understand these exclusions so you know where you may need additional coverage. Occurrence versus claims made policies. Liability policies come in two types, occurrence policies, and claims made policies. Occurrence policies cover incidents that occur during the policy period, regardless of when the claim is filed. For example, if an injury happens in 2025 while your policy is active, but the lawsuit isn't filed until 2027 after you've switched insurers, your 2025 occurrence policy may still cover it. Claims made policies only cover claims filed during the policy period, regardless of when the incident occurred. If the incident happened in 2025 but the claim is filed in 2027, a claims made policy active in 2025 typically won't cover it. You'd need a policy active in 2027. For landlords, occurrence policies are generally preferred. They provide better long-term protection. Most personal landlord policies are occurrence-based, although claims-made policies exist for some liability coverages. Always verify the policy type with your agent. Per occurrence versus aggregate limits. Liability policies have two types of limits, per occurrence limits and aggregate limits. Per occurrence limit is the maximum the policy will pay for a single incident. Aggregate limit is the maximum the policy will pay for all incidents during the policy period. For example, a policy might have a $1 million per occurrence limit and a $2 million aggregate limit. This means it will pay up to $1 million for any single incident, but no more than $2 million total for all incidents during the year. If you have two separate $1 million claims in the same year, the policy pays both. But if you have three $1 million claims, the policy only pays $2 million total, leaving you exposed for $1 million. Review both per occurrence and aggregate limits with your insurance professional to ensure they align with your portfolio and risk profile. Mortgagee and loss payee. When you have a mortgage on a property, your lender will require being named on your insurance policy. Most mortgage lenders are listed as mortgagee. The lender has an insurable interest in the property. Loss payee or lender's loss payable clause. Insurance proceeds for property damage are paid to the lender first to protect their interest in the property. Lenders are not automatically additional insureds on liability coverage. That designation is separate and less common in standard landlord policies. This is standard and required by all lenders. Your insurance agent will handle this when you provide your lender's information. How to reduce liability risk. While insurance is essential, the best strategy is to reduce your liability risk in the first place. Here are key risk reduction strategies. Strategy 1. Maintain your properties. Most liability claims arise from property maintenance issues. Broken steps, icy walkways, faulty railings, inadequate lighting. Regular inspections and prompt repairs dramatically reduce your liability risk. Conduct regular documented inspections as permitted by applicable law and your lease. Look for hazards. Fix them immediately. Strategy 2. Document everything. Document all maintenance, repairs, inspections, and tenant communications. If you're sued, documentation proves you acted responsibly. Take photos of property conditions, keep maintenance logs, save all emails and texts with tenants. Strategy 3. Respond quickly to tenant complaints. When a tenant reports a problem, respond immediately. Delayed responses to maintenance requests are a common basis for negligence claims. Even if you can't fix the problem immediately, acknowledge the complaint and provide a timeline. Strategy 4. Install safety features. Install adequate lighting in all common areas and parking lots. Ensure all railings, stairs, and walkways are in good condition. Install smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and fire extinguishers. For properties with pools, ensure proper fencing, gates, and signage. These features reduce accidents and demonstrate you took reasonable precautions. Strategy 5. Screen tenants carefully. Thorough tenant screening helps reduce operational and financial risk. Verify income, check credit and background, and contact previous landlords. Strategy 6. Use professionally drafted leases. Use a professionally drafted lease that clearly allocates responsibilities and complies with applicable law. Many liability waivers are unenforceable depending on state law, so work with an attorney to ensure your lease provides appropriate protections while complying with legal requirements. Strategy 7. Require renter's insurance. Require all tenants to carry renter's insurance with liability coverage, if permitted by applicable law and your lease agreement. If a tenant's guest is injured and sues, the tenant's renter's insurance may provide an additional layer of protection. Include this requirement in your lease and verify coverage as permitted. What to do if you're sued? Despite your best efforts, you might still face a lawsuit. Here's what to do. First, notify your insurance company immediately. Most policies require prompt notification of claims or potential claims. Provide your insurer with all relevant documentation: lease agreements, maintenance records, photos, communications with the tenant. Second, do not communicate with the plaintiff or their attorney. Refer all communications to your insurance company. Anything you say can be used against you. Let your insurer and their attorneys handle all communications. Third, cooperate fully with your insurance company's investigation and defense. Provide requested documents promptly. Attend depositions and hearings as required. Fourth, avoid making statements about legal responsibility until you've spoken with your insurer and attorney. Many states have apology laws that protect certain expressions of sympathy, but it's best to consult with your legal team before making any statements. Fifth, consider hiring your own attorney in addition to the attorney provided by your insurance company. The attorney appointed by your insurer generally represents your defense under the policy, although separate personal counsel may be appropriate if damages could exceed policy limits or conflicts arise. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do three things. First, review your current liability coverage on all your properties. What are your per occurrence limits? Your aggregate limits? If any property has coverage you believe may be insufficient, call your insurance agent this week to discuss your options. Second, if you don't have an umbrella policy, get quotes for $1 to $5 million in coverage. The cost is often modest, usually less than $1,000 per year, and the protection can be substantial. Third, conduct a liability risk audit of your properties. Walk each property and identify potential hazards. Create a list of repairs and improvements needed to reduce liability risk. Prioritize them and start addressing them. Final thoughts. Liability insurance is essential protection for real estate investors. Standard coverage limits of $100,000 to $300,000 may be insufficient for many investors. Review your liability limits regularly with your insurance professional to determine appropriate coverage for your situation. Add an umbrella policy for additional protection across your entire portfolio. Understand what your policy covers and doesn't cover. Know the difference between occurrence and claims-made policies. Reduce your liability risk through proper maintenance, documentation, quick responses to tenant complaints, and safety features. If you're sued, notify your insurer immediately. Avoid making statements about legal responsibility and cooperate fully with the defense. The cost of appropriate liability coverage is often modest compared to the potential cost of a single lawsuit. Don't cut corners on liability insurance. It's one of the most important protections you can have. Tomorrow, we're diving deeper into umbrella insurance. What it is, how it works, and whether it may be appropriate for your risk management strategy. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.